This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Fort Collins City Council is expected to make a final decision tonight on whether to allow retail marijuana shops inside city limits. The issue is prompting a strongly divided and emotional debate from both sides. As KUNC's Grace Hood reports, if passed, Fort Collins would become one of the few northern Colorado cities to allow the sale of recreational marijuana.
Amendment 64 may have legalized the personal use of marijuana, but cities and towns still have the leeway to allow stores to sell retail pot. In places like Denver and Steamboat Springs, the debate has long been settled. It's a different story in Fort Collins.
Does the Fort Collins City Council and its perceived community value its youth more or less than being a leader in the marijuana industry in Colorado? This has struck me to my core. And I hope it also does for some of you. The children are our future, and the future is now.
When we mentioned the youth of health and well-being of our youth, you have to be 21 to get this. I think the wealth and well-being of the youth ought to fall on the parents.
That was Fort Collins citizens Ray Bergner and Tom Anders giving public comment during the first reading of a retail pot ordinance 2 weeks ago. At that meeting, city council members narrowly voted to allow one dozen existing medical marijuana shops to also sell retail marijuana. And if it's passed again, Fort Collins would bypass other northern Colorado communities like Estes Park, Greeley, and Loveland that have already banned the shops.
The genie's already out of the bottle. The citizens of Colorado did that over a year ago in their vote on Amendment 64.
Councilman Jerry Horak was the swing vote during the council's last 4-3 vote. He says Larimer County already allows the sale of retail marijuana.
So having the retail to me is really having a regulated product that's under very strict regulations actually for how it can be done.
Inside the medical marijuana shop Organic Alternatives, owner Steve Ackerman says he plans to expand into retail sales if the ordinance is approved.
We will have to make some modifications to our store. They have to be separate businesses. They will be co-located.
Ackerman says it will cost thousands of dollars to purchase licenses to expand into the retail business, which can be co-located in the same store. He says shops like his have been following onerous regulations since the industry opened up to allow marijuana sales.
You know, a licensee has a great deal invested in their business, and to lose a license is there's a lot of impetus on a business owner to follow the rules and do what the regulations call for.
And that includes not selling retail or medical marijuana to anyone under the age of 21. At Old Town Square in downtown Fort Collins, opinions are mixed.
I'd be okay with it, yeah.
Mariah Rusing voted for Amendment 64 in 2012.
I don't have a problem with it. It's not something I would do, but I did vote for it.
But many here seem surprised that retail pot isn't already available in Fort Collins. Brian Cornick is a student at Colorado State University.
Is
That's
it a good idea?
I've heard of it.
Is it a good idea or a bad idea?
Probably a bad idea here.
Why?
I don't know. There's too many hippies here.
If approved, the ban on retail dispensaries would be lifted on April 1st. Councilmember Jerry Horak says tonight's vote is only the last word from City Council on retail marijuana shops. He says citizens against the move could still refer the issue to the November ballot, launching yet another public debate over marijuana. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.